Hunter Motley, Czar Alberta, center.
Hunter, you guys get your first win here. It's never going to be easy to get the first win of the season. It comes right down to the wire, and you managed to hold on for the 3-2 victory over Drayton Valley here today. What did you see from your team that led to the success, do you think?
I think we saw a lot of heart and pushback. You know, going 0-4 to start the season is not a start that any team wants. And, we could have buckled there in the third. Get a lot of penalties, but Connor Johnson comes up huge. The penalty kill comes up huge. Honestly, everyone comes up huge there, and we're able to get out a win.
Yeah, and again, you got off to your best start in any of these home games today. How did you guys address, you know, getting out and getting some shots and obviously getting a goal as it worked out in the first minute today, but just to come out the right way, you know, what did you guys focus on?
We talked as a leadership group with the coaches after the last game, and we all kind of agreed our preparation hadn't been good enough. I think we'd have been outscored severely bad in the first period, so we switched it up today, and you know, we were able to go and have a great jump there.
Yes, I did. Probably, you know, deserve more goals in this one today. You certainly had a lot of chances there. How did you view, you know, the way that you were able to create offensively today, and maybe what led to getting more chances today, do you think?
Definitely a tight checking game where neither team is really getting very much 5-on-5. You know, it comes down to special teams there. We give up a goal on the power play. They're pretty tight on it. You know, probably even myself, like, you know, I'd probably want one or two there net front. But sometimes you got to tip your cap to the goalie. You know, makes a couple of good saves. So really, you just got to get to the inside and fight.
You bet. Jordan St. Louis joins your team here. He's got, had three games with you guys last year. They were all on the road and did pick up 1 point in those games. And now in a couple of games here in Olds, he scored in both of them. And he gets the breakaway in the third period. What were you thinking when you saw him and his number 11 heading down the ice there with the breakaway chance?
Yeah, I was pretty happy. You know, you want to look for the hot stick there. So you see 11 and you're like, well, that's I kind of pre-sell it because I figured that one was going in.
Yeah, so you guys hold up to make it count, though, thanks to some big saves by Johnson and the rest of your group. How did you feel you guys defended as a group today, and what was different defensively?
I thought it was just the buy-in and the grit. If you go back to the game against Bonneville, we were soft. We were easy to play against. You know, like, we're a younger group, so it's going to take time. Like, my first junior coach told me, your first 20 games of junior hockey are always the hardest in the AJHL, and, you know, I'd stand by that. But so to be able to come out and, you know, show that we can play with anyone today, you know, that shows a lot of character and a step in the right direction.
Yeah, for your leadership group, what has it been like? Obviously, you know, you've had some players that were with you guys last year that have departed. You've had some new players come in. You know, given the landscape of junior hockey, there's always going to be player movement, and especially early in the season. So how have you guys tried to, you know, make everybody feel welcome and work together?
Yeah, you know, junior hockey, it's definitely, it seems like it can be a revolving door at times, but, you know, you kind of just got to keep your focus on yourself and why you're here, how you can help the team win, and, you know, the guys we're going to keep are the guys we feel that can give the team the best chance to win, so that's just part of it.
You bet. Obviously, Mitch Visser was with you guys last year, but the first win as part of a coaching staff for Dylan Olson and for your head coach in Tyson Soloski today. What does it mean to you to be able to, you know, help them get to win number one in this league?
Yeah, it means everything. You know, like Tyson and Dylan and Mitch, all great guys who've, you know, given us an opportunity to show what we have here. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed it took 5 games to get one, but, you know, at the same time, it feels so much better to get this one under the belt. And now grab some momentum going forward. It's just great, guys.
This upcoming schedule for you guys will give you some time to work on some things here, as I think your whole next month is all Friday, Saturday, or weekend games there. What do you want to use the time in the lead up to the Lakeland swing this weekend to do?
I think we want to go over our systems a lot and just reiterate, you know, everything we've learned. Like, why were we giving up so many odd man rushes? You know, we kind of cracked down on that today, and it looked a lot better. We played defensively sound. We want to tighten up the penalty kill, which looked a lot better today, I'll say. We want to get going on the power play. We want, like, just every part of our game, you know, you can't really say it's great, but, you know, we're going to add to it. And then, as a veteran guy, me and Rhett Miller, we know this swing's going to be a tough one, but, you know, it's going home for me, so I'm pretty excited for this one, so yeah.
Excellent. Well, keep her going. Thanks for doing this, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Galen. Appreciate it.